One to two times a month, the Osan Airmen and Family Readiness Center will take you to the biggest underground mall in Asia. It's the Coex Mall in the heart of Seoul and is a shopper's paradise for adults and children. And if you get hungry, there's more than 60 restaurants to choose from. All this and so much more is waiting for you at the Coex Mall. Just call the Osan ANFRC to sign up for their next trip. Better do it soon. The seats go fast.
I am as big as an airliner or as small as a golf ball. I can be as complex as a computer or as simple as a mousetrap. I can work patiently by the clock or perform my duties at a moment's notice. I can stick out like a sore thumb, but more so, I'm the best ever at hide and seek. What am I? I am an improvised explosive device. As an IED, I am your worst enemy. Use your common sense. Don't let me ruin your day or take your life.
There's no such thing in life as a free lunch. That is unless you're an Osan Airbase club member. Because when you're a part of the Osan Enlisted or Officers Club, you get access to all kinds of free stuff, like membership nights with free steak and prize giveaways. And that's just the start, as club members get discounts on all kinds of services from the 51st Force Support Squadron. And don't forget the variety of restaurants and services at each of the clubs. The Osan Enlisted and Officers Club take advantage of the benefits that come with membership.
Readiness Radio.
I could have said the doohickey.
On AFN Osan the Eagle.
What you really, really want
is AFN.
AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm John Belmont. A clean sweep for Mitt Romney in Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Delaware. He now has almost three-quarters of the delegates he needs to clinch the Republican presidential nomination, and at a speech in New Hampshire is talking like he is transitioning to the fall campaign.
To all of you, I have a simple message. Hold on a little longer. A better America begins tonight.
Romney won 146 delegates yesterday. The only other Republican to earn any was Ron Paul with four. So, political analyst Matt Streb of Northern Illinois University says this is it.
I don't see how you draw any other conclusion but that Mitt Romney is the Republican nominee, and the general election campaign, quite frankly, has already been underway for about 2 weeks now.
Romney won 146 delegates yesterday. The only other Republican to earn any was Ron Paul with four. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy says lawmakers want to hear more about the Secret Service prostitution scandal from Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano today. She does have news of more departures to share with them.
Nine of the 12 Secret Service agents implicated in the scandal have now lost their jobs. The agencies disposed of the last five cases. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Peter King says three more were shown the door, while two others were cleared of serious wrongdoing.
Washington correspondent Jerry Bodlander. President Obama talked about the partying agents on NBC's Late Night with Jimmy Fallon.
A couple of knuckleheads shouldn't detract from what they do, but what these guys were thinking, I don't know. That's why they're not there anymore.
The Supreme Court today questions whether Arizona and several other states have the authority to crack down with tough laws on immigration. Authorities have found a 5-year-old heart patient safe after his father allegedly took off with him from a hospital in St. Louis. He was found outside Chicago. AP Radio News. Day three of testimony coming up at the Chicago trial of the man who allegedly murdered Jennifer Hudson's family. It's expected to focus on the youngest victim, the singer and actress's 7-year-old nephew, nicknamed Juicebox. Associated Press correspondent Michael Tarm is covering the case and reports prosecutors have spent a lot of time laying out the circumstantial evidence.
In a sense, they were giving jurors the dots and will connect those dots later on. A lot of the individual testimony wouldn't have made all that much sense to jurors. But prosecutors presumably in a few weeks will tie everything up and tell them a narrative that will be convincing.
Gladys Knight didn't have to hear it through the grapevine. She got it straight from the judges that she's off ABC's Dancing with the Stars.
I am so just amazed at this journey. It's been absolutely extraordinary.
Knight's run ends during Dancing's Motown Week. I'm John Belmont, AP Radio News.
Exercise.
I did the pimp walk this morning, though, in Mob 2.
Exercise.
I did get off the short bus.
Exercise.
You know, this job is really hard.
This is Readiness Radio.
There's lots of buttons and sliders.
regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean, earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume